Unit 15, Day in the Life of a UX Designer. If you're interested in becoming a UX designer, you'll be curious to know what it's like on a day-to-day basis. What kind of tasks can you expect? Who will you work alongside? And what kinds of challenges will you face? To shed some light, we caught up with recently qualified UX designer Ryan Wu. Prior to becoming a UX designer, Ryan worked as a content specialist at Booking.com. He now works at Intiv, a design agency, digital agency, with offices around the world. Now, he talks us through his day as a UX designer. Over to you, Ryan. AM, to-dos, sprint planning, meetings, and sketch. 9 AM. I usually get to the office around 9 AM. When I get in, I consult my to-do list, as I normally have a couple of to-dos that I wrote down the day before. In terms of my workflow, it really depends on the sprint that we're doing. We work according to an agile scrum system, so one sprint lasts 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, we'll dedicate the entire morning to a sprint planning session. We split these into sprint review, demo, planning, and retro. These sessions can take up the whole morning, depending on how much we've got to talk about. We go through the current sprint and talk about what's happening in the next sprint. As a designer, I need to have everything prepared for the week ahead so that developers can do their job. That's my challenge at the moment, trying to get designs approved. Once the designs are approved, I then need to adapt them to two different platforms, as we're designing for Android and iOS simultaneously. 11 AM. I have a daily meeting with a development team. This consists of a short Skype call with about 20 people who are mostly located in Szczecin, Poland. Most of them are iOS developers, Android developers, quality assurance, and test managers. 11:30 AM. After the daily meeting, I look at what I need to do. At the moment, I'm working in Sketch, iterating on designs and pushing pixels. I'm a product designer, so my role combines both UX and UI design. I wasn't aware of this before I took the role, but it's really cool because I get to practice a bit of everything. The same goes for collaborating with developers. You don't get that in every job, and I think this is such a valuable experience. 1 p.m. Lunchtime. I usually meal prep in the evening, so for lunch I'll head to the common area and enjoy my meal there. It's important to give my eyes a bit of a rest from the screen from time to time, even if it's just 30 minutes. P.m. Concepting, presentations, feedback, and iteration. 2 p.m. I spend a lot of time speaking with the client. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have a concepts and alignment meeting with the client. We show them new designs that we've come up with, walking them through it via screen sharing. We also have to come prepared to talk about why we made certain design decisions. The client will either say, "Hey, I don't like it," or, "Oh, I love this." Then they'll most likely ask if we can change this or that. The design is never final. So we continuously iterate based on client and user feedback. Keeping a user constantly in mind while designing here is the key. 4 p.m. Once a week, we have a roundtable where we, remotely, join the design team in Regensburg. We give a short presentation to show what's happening, what we've worked on in the past week, what challenges we came across, what we learned, any articles we've read. It's all about sharing our designs, getting feedback, and avoiding that lapse in communication. It's important that we stay connected to design teams in Regensburg despite being in different locations. 6 p.m. Wrapping up. By 6 p.m., I'm ready to start winding down. At the end of the day, I'll look at what's happening tomorrow and write down my to-do list for the next day. When I get in the next day, I know exactly what I need to do.